Welcome to another program of communication with George and Rita Galley. Today, the word religion can mean many things. It can range from the very devout who worship the one and only true God, all the way to the false religionists who have a bit of religion plus. So, let me ask you a very important question. Do you have religion, or do you have the true gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ?
You say, well, what's the difference? Let's put it this way. The world in general is irreligious. They have no religion. Yet there are millions who have false beliefs and worship false gods.
The true God consists of three persons. God, the Father. God, the Son, who is Jesus Christ. And God, the Holy Spirit. No, not three gods, but one God. In the Gospel of Matthew, there is a scene where John the Baptist is baptizing Jesus. But let's quote what the Bible says when Jesus comes up out of the water. It comes from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
And when Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Here is a record of the three persons in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Bible tells us that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and we are all sinners. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory or perfection of God." The Bible also tells us of the love of God. When God saw mankind's sinful and hopeless situation with no way of saving himself, he sent the great remedy, his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a song that goes, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the farthest star and reaches to the lowest hell." And speaking of our first parents, Adam and Eve, the song goes on to say, "The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his Son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned all his sin. And that includes all of humankind."
And then those great words in the chorus, "O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song." Is it any wonder the Bible says, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
The greatest person who ever walked this earth was the Lord Jesus Christ. When our first parents sinned in the Garden of Eden, God wasn't taken by surprise. He already had a plan to bring back mankind from the brink. He gave us his only begotten Son.
Yes, at just the right time in history, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for my sin and for your sin by shedding his precious blood on the cross. In other words, Jesus died for you and for me personally, and he is alive today. Why not invite Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior and begin living for him right now?
Yes, today you can receive Christ into your heart.
It was another Vantage Point program with George and Rita Galley. If you'd like to write to George, simply write to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again. George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.